Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. It's always a joy to share with you just the wonderful stories of God's love, God's grace, and God's sovereignty. And you have been listening the last four programs to the life story of Daniel Radke. In the studio have been his mom and dad, Jim and Julie, and they have shared with you how the Lord just got them through numbers of very, very difficult years, but grace-filled years. And what a sweet testimony Daniel had and still today has. And that's what we want to finish up our story with, just giving Jim and Julie the opportunity to share what happened after Daniel went on to be with the Lord and how God's name was lifted up and lives were changed. And so, Julie, you haven't talked a whole lot, so we're going to turn to you first and just kind of give you the opportunity as Daniel's mom just to be able to share a few of these things.
Okay, thank you. Well, the first thing, talking about the funeral and all, and of course the journal posts the funeral arrangements, and they did put that in the paper, and because of the writing of the story of Daniel and it having the place where the funeral was going to be held, mm-hmm. a gentleman came to the funeral that we didn't even know. And he said he saw the article in the paper, and he said, "I never knew Danny, but I read the article in the newspaper and was very impressed, and that is why I came here today."
Oh, isn't that amazing?
And not only had family and friends, there,
yeah,
people.
Just total stranger.
Total
just
stranger.
Just walks in after having read the article.
Yes. And the wonderful thing about that was, you know, people stood up and shared, but the pastor also gave the gospel message.
Oh.
So this complete stranger heard the gospel message that day. And that's
Amen.
That's exciting. And then as a result of Daniel's funeral as well and the message, we received a letter from a friend of ours. And I have the quote here. She told us her story that when the funeral service was over, I said to the kids, "Wasn't it wonderful that Danny's life inspired one to commit his life to Jesus today? Wouldn't Danny have been happy to know that?" Well, her 7-year-old son was sitting in the front seat with her, and he piped up, "That was me, Mom." When the pastor asked if there was anyone who wanted to accept Jesus as a Savior to raise their hand, that was me.
Oh,
so there was
good
a testimony
night.
Of a young boy.
Wow.
And the neat thing was that was the brother of the young boy that Daniel read the Jonah story to.
Oh, my.
So
the
was,
brother.
That was very thrilling
oh,
for us.
Oh, man. That is tremendous.
And also, because of Daniel's death and knowing he was in heaven, that brought salvation to two other little girls in our church that
mm-hmm.
we knew and a little girl of friends that we knew.
Sure.
And they had mentioned to us again in some letter forms that we received, and the one had said, "Upon hearing of Danny's death, our oldest son felt compelled to share the plan of salvation with his younger sister. We had shared with her before, but she at 4.5 years of age didn't seem to fully understand. Her brother sat down and explained to her what it meant to be saved and told her about Danny going home to be in heaven with Jesus.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit must have been working in her heart, for she wanted to ask Jesus to be her Savior and to be in heaven with Jesus and Danny."
You know, when older people go to be with the Lord, children and teenagers can look at that person and say, "Well, I'm glad he was a Christian, glad she was a born-again believer." But when someone their age goes to be with the Lord, it has such an impact because it causes them to begin to understand, you know, not just older people die.
Yes.
Children can die. Teenagers can die. That means I could die. And what an impact his life and testimony had on his peers.
Yes. And it's exciting, too, because he loved little ones.
Oh,
and these
yeah.
are all younger kids that
yeah.
he had contact with. And another mom had wrote that my daughter kept asking about Daniel and where he was, so in heaven. So that, again, brought the child, you know, questioning, what is heaven? You know, who's there? And it led her to many opportunities to share the gospel with her daughter. And
sure.
One of the first verses she learned was Acts 16:31, which was one of Danny's favorites.
Uh-huh.
And they really feel that she accepted Christ that year because of Daniel's witness and testimony.
"Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house."
And then again, like I said, children were special to Daniel. And again, a friend of our family had a 3.5-year-old daughter and said, "The children talk a lot about Daniel. It is not surprising that even his death, he has a ministry. It has really helped our little girl to understand the whole salvation message. A few weeks back, she asked Jesus into her heart. What a blessing to hear her eternal perspective on many things now. She knows that any problem isn't really all that great because even death is victorious.
Mm. You know, many times children are not even allowed to go to funerals, you know, because they're afraid it might frighten them and they might not understand. But yet, I think they can have such a simple faith to understand that the breathing part is in heaven. You know, the body part may be there. And that was kind of like the car that we drive. Many times we say to our friends, well, I saw so-and-so today, and we actually just saw his car driving around town. We say we see somebody, but we actually just see that mode of transportation that God has given us. But the real person is inside. And so when death takes place, the breathing part goes on to heaven and takes on brand new existence. And children then are able to begin to understand that death is not the end.
Right. It's the beginning, actually. It was just so encouraging to us as well, because Daniel's funeral, we went through that, and many people supported us and prayed for us and loved us during that time. And then it was New Year's Day of 98, and we were praying as a family. And right when we finished our devotions, we got a phone call from our neighbor, and she said, did you see the newspaper this morning? And we said, no. And she said, I'll be right over and bring it over to you.
Mm.
Well, this was the older lady that Daniel had shared the gospel with and wept on the floor.
Yes.
And she brought the paper, and right on the front page of the newspaper for that morning, they had an article, Those Who Left Us in 97 Leave Rich Legacies. And it says, here is a listing of the famous, the infamous, and the simply interesting who died in the past year. Mm. And they included our son, Daniel.
One year later. Yeah.
And we were specifically praying at that time that God would continue to use our son's life for the glory of God. I mean, that was our reason for praying, because it was like the one-year anniversary.
Wow.
It was just astounding to get that phone
call. And no reporter had called or anything. So
no.
He had no clue that this was even going to be in the newspaper that day. But God had answered the prayer before he even prayed it.
Amen. Yes, he did.
That's exactly right.
I think you also have told me that there was a radio broadcast about this. Tell me about that.
Well, Daniel did have opportunity to go on Kids Talk Radio on WVCY and share his testimony. And as a result of that, they also shared part of his testimony on Children's Bible Hour with
mm-hmm.
Uncle Charlie.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then we had another opportunity with Unshackled Program.
It's
Christian
Pacific Garden Mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were actually cleaning out Daniel's things in his bedroom, and we came across an invitation that Pacific Garden Mission had mailed to him, because he corresponded with them, and they were inviting him to some anniversary open house. So we simply replied saying that our son had died, he wouldn't be attending.
Right.
And it was after that we had the idea that possibly they might do a program on Daniel's life.
Right.
So Julie got in touch with a lady there who's in charge of it. Her name's Flossie.
Yes, and from that point, she asked us to send information. So mm-hmm. we kind of wrote up a story of Daniel's life. And we also had requested anybody, friends or family, that had something that Daniel shared with them in his lifetime. Well, they responded. We had about 70 letters of personal testimonies about how Daniel touched people's lives.
Oh, my goodness.
So we sent those all to Unshackled, and they said, yes, I think this would be a good story.
Oh, what a program.
But even before Flossie said, yes, this would be a good program, she told us that they had never done a child's life before. So this was the first one. And let me just go way ahead here. 2 years after that, then, a friend of ours that used to go to Brookside Baptist Church came back from Minnesota, stopped at our house, gave us a magazine of Christian Courier, and in there, it's an interview with Flossie, who we worked with Pacific Garden Mission.
Right.
And they asked her, they said, Flossie, are there any programs that impact your life that you remember?
Yeah.
And she goes on in that article saying there's one about a little boy named Daniel Radke. So even though not been a child, you know, out of all the programs she directs and initiates, she again remembered the one about our son.
The one unique story. Wow. And what kind of responses then did you get from that being aired?
Well, we were told that they had a great number of responses from it, and they don't always, you know, let the families know what they were. But Flossie did send us a a couple because it really stood out to her. And one was from a man who was in a maximum security prison, and he dedicated his life. And in his letter, he said, "If at all possible, I ask that you let Mr. and Mrs. Radke know that in death their son has brought life. The short story of his life has softened the heart of one who thought he was beyond caring. I want him to know that their beautiful son's story was able to reach into the depths of a maximum security prison and lead a soul to Christ."
Wow. Oh,
so that was very... We're so thankful that Flossie sent that letter to us.
From a softened heart like Daniel's to a hardened heart like this gentleman's, won't heaven be neat?
It will.
We'll be meeting some people that we have had no clue, you know, Daniel's life impacted, but to be able to just spend, oh, maybe a million years and just sit down and just talk about the chain of events. You know, maybe even this man becoming a believer and what happened in his life and through people that he knew, maybe even there in prison, maybe even his family outside of prison. Heaven's going to be so fantastic.
Yes. And like you say, you don't know how far it reaches out, but we even got a letter from a woman in Jamaica who heard Daniel's story, and she said she had to rededicate her life because she had not seen of such faith or heard of such faith. So that was just another blessing.
Because Unshackled is heard worldwide, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
It's like 1,300 stations, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
And then one more recently, just in 2010, I was making dinner, and I decided to turn the radio on to VCY, and they were having their share-a-thon, and people were calling in to let them know what programs they enjoyed and why. And just at the moment I had turned it on, a woman had called in and said that her and her son enjoyed listening to Unshackled, and they were listening to it in the car one day. And they heard the Unshackled story of a young boy, Daniel Radke. And when it was over, her young son prayed and asked Christ to be his Savior as well.
In 2010, you heard this story.
And I just happened to turn the radio on. It hadn't been on all day.
But not just happened. God's finger directed that, didn't he?
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
And that was just so encouraging to hear that his story is still going on.
Here we are. That was 13 years later, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wow, 13 years later, you're still hearing the awesome response.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Well, you know, when we rear our children for God, God is able to just kind of pull it all together.
Well, and we would like to just end it because Daniel's, one of his favorite verses was Acts 16:31, "To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And that was one of his messages that he loved to bear.
And that, of course, is the message that we want to bear today, isn't it?
Amen.
That whoever's listening to this broadcast may have just been living an independent life away from God, maybe even away from your family. But the Lord has pulled on something in your heart and mind to help you to understand you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sin, and turn to Him in faith, trusting Him as your personal Savior. And today, because of one young man's life, your life can be changed forever because he has brought you face to face with God. I trust that you will today. Until next time, may the Lord be with you.